One of the most important breakthroughs in military technology associated with World War I, and certainly the one that continues to capture the public imagination, was the introduction of a war machine that came to dominate the face of land battles throughout most of the 20th century, the tank. As a concept, it was not revolutionary. In fact, it harkened back to classical antiquity and to the Middle Ages, such as the covered battering rams and testudos, which had made frequent appearances on ancient battlefields. In essence, it was designed to solve the age-old problem of protecting infantry from enemy projectiles while remaining mobile. The development of both modern artillery and machine guns, as well as the stalemate engendered by heavy fortifications and entrenchments, had hamstrung the mobility of infantry and cavalry, and also left them both utterly vulnerable to defensive firepower. Since they were incapable of replying in kind, the tank was designed to bridge that gap. The tank's armor, thick enough to withstand lateral fragmentation from exploding shells, although not direct hits, also made it virtually invulnerable to enemy rifle and machine gun fire, and its large tread meant that it could bridge trenches, which would, at the very least, have delayed infantry substantially. As for the barbed wire entanglements and obstacles that severely delayed infantry and exposed them to enemy fire, tanks could simply drive right through it. Various armies had flirted with the concept of a tank prior to World War I, but advances in metallurgical techniques, allowing for suitably solid and relatively lightweight armor, and in mechanical engineering, which allowed for the construction of a powerful engine capable of driving such a mass, finally made its development and deployment possible, as did the development of treaded track, initially for agricultural use in tractors. It was the British, at the instigation of Winston Churchill, who pioneered the landship, but the French soon followed suit with their own designs. Ironically, Germany, which would subsequently become famous for panzers and blitzkrieg warfare, was late in taking up the idea. During World War I, the Germans continued to rely on other techniques, and they produced less than 24 models for battlefield use.